ಶಾಲಾ ಶಿಕ್ಷಣ ಇಲಾಖೆ, DSERT ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು, CTE ಮೈಸೂರು ಹಾಗೂ IT ಫಾರ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಬೆಂಗಳೂರು ಇವರ ಸಹಯೋಗದೊಂದಿಗೆ ಆಲೂರು ವೆಂಕಟರಾವ್ ಭಾಷಾ ಕೌಶಲ ಕೇಂದ್ರ ಮಕ್ಕಳ ಭಾಷಾ ಕಲಿಕೆಯನ್ನು ಉತ್ತೇಜಿಸುವ ಸಲುವಾಗಿ ಸಿದ್ಧಪಡಿಸಿದ ಕಥಾ ಧ್ವನಿ ಸುರುಳಿಗಳು.
I hope you all love to listen to the stories. Here I have an interesting story for you on Grandma's Bananas, written by Arsula Nafula.
Hi, I'm Neha. My grandma's garden was wonderful. It was full of oranges and apples, but best of all were the bananas. Although Grandma had many grandchildren, I secretly knew that I was her favorite. She invited me often to her house. She also told me little secrets, but there was one secret she did not share with me. That was where she ripened the bananas. One day, I saw a big straw basket placed in the sun outside Grandma's house. When I asked what it was for, the only answer I got was,
"It's my magic basket."
Next to the basket, there were several banana leaves that Grandma turned from time to time. I was curious. "What are the leaves for, Grandma?" I asked. The only answer I got was,
"They are my magic leaves."
So interesting watching Grandma, the bananas, the banana leaves, and the big straw basket. But Grandma sent me off to my mother on an errand. "Grandma, please let me watch as you prepare."
"Don't be stubborn, Neha. Do as you are told."
She insisted. I took off running. When I returned, Grandma was sitting outside, but with neither the basket nor the bananas. "Grandma, where is the basket? Where are all the bananas?" But the only answer I got was,
"They are in my magic place."
It was so disappointing. 2 days later, Grandma sent me to fetch her walking stick from her bedroom. As soon as I opened the door, I was welcomed by the strong smell of ripening bananas. In the inner room was Grandma's big magic straw basket. It was well hidden by an old blanket. I slowly lifted it up and sniffed that glorious smell. Grandma's voice startled me when she called,
"Neha, what are you doing? Hurry up and bring me the stick."
I hurried out with her walking stick.
"What are you smiling at, Neha?"
Grandmother asked me. Her question made me realize that I was still smiling at the discovery of her magic place. The following day, when Grandma came to visit my mother, I rushed to her house to check the bananas once more. There was a bunch of ripe ones. I picked one and hid it in my dress. After covering the basket again, I went behind the house and quickly ate the banana. It was the sweetest banana I had ever tasted. The following day, when Grandma was in the garden picking vegetables, I sneaked in and peered at the bananas. Nearly all were ripe. I couldn't help taking a bunch of four. I tiptoed towards the door. I heard Grandma coughing outside. I just managed to hide the bananas under my dress and walked past her. The following day was market day. Grandma woke up early. She always took ripe bananas to sell at the market. I did not hurry to visit her that day, but I could not avoid her for long. Later that evening, I was called by my mother and father, my grandma. I knew why. That night, as I lay down to sleep, I knew I could never steal again. Then I realized that stealing things is not good. I'm hurting my granny and my parents for such a dishonest act. Not from Grandma, not from my parents, and certainly not from anyone else. I'm sorry, Grandma. ¶¶